the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Turn it up. Post FM.
Bring it on.
If you're wondering what happened, Ash Barty is in the second round at Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah.
Overnight, along with fellow Aussies Alex de Minaur and Nick Kyrgios.
Well done to all of them.
Well done to all of them. But, of course, Nick Kyrgios not only made his kind of headlines for doing that, he's voiced his displeasure with the referees. He was having a go at them for some of their calls.
Well, but how about we not give him any airtime?
No more. But seriously, who would want to be an umpire? We were just talking about this the other day.
I know.
You don't always
agree
with them.
We need them, though.
You need them. I mean, and look, I take my hats off to them, but it must be tough.
Yeah, good on you guys. I think we need like an umpire day, like celebration of the umpires, because they cop a lot.
Yeah.
And they probably most of it is not called for.
No, that's right. Absolutely, I imagine not. Yeah, so look, hats off to those that go through life feeling about as popular as a parking inspector.
Yeah.
July is National De-sexing Month, so if you haven't...
Oh, so get your partner down there. Send him off.
That's maybe. Fellas, if you're getting your tubes done, this is the... No, hang on. Girls get their tubes done.
I was just wondering that. What are you talking about?
Anyway, either way, no, it's about pets.
Okay.
Chat to your vet because apparently lots of them will have deals on this month in particular.
Oh, cool.
But there's lots of benefits. De-sex pets generally are better companions, live longer, have healthier lives, reduce risk of you know, diseases.
And reduce risk of humping your leg.
Which
is a win for everyone.
Which is worth it for the price of admission, really.
I know,
on its own.
Really would pay for that. Do you like my chops?
I'm a chop boy. So, yeah, probably. Lamb, pork, where
are
we going?
Yeah, look, it's not that kind of chop. This is like the facial hair.
I thought you were going to cook for me. I thought that's
no,
what we're talking about.
No, God, no.
Oh, so you're saying if I like your facial hair.
Yeah.
In that case, I don't think
Do
it
like
suits
them?
You.
So apparently chops, I've never heard of them called chops, by
mutton
the way.
Chops. Mutton
but they're,
chops.
Yeah, the sideburns.
Yeah. But they've got to be big sideburns to be called mutton
like
chops.
Like a chop.
Yeah.
In the shape of a chop.
Exactly.
There you
right.
go. Massive sideburns. Anyway, Do You Like My Chops is a new initiative to raise money for the Australian Lions Childhood Cancer Research Foundation.
Cool.
So you can grow your chops out this month, all throughout July, and head to www.doyoulikemychops.com.au. That's J-U. Like my chops.
Do you like my chops?
Do you like my chops? And you can register to collect donations all throughout July. So calling on all men in the Mandarin Peel region. And ladies, hey, if you can grow some impressive chops, go for it. Ghostlive.com.au for all the details.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Hey, yes. They're raising money. Let them go.
Go for it. All right. Yeah, let yourself go. There has been some amazing footage out of Mexico of a freak hailstorm in Guadalajara. The streets were buried under a thick... Now, it's not just a sheet of hail, blanket. They're talking about, in some parts, 1.5 metres or 5 feet.
Wow.
That's almost the height of a person.
That's a lot of hail.
So it literally looks like the town. And we're talking about streets, cars covered in what looks like snow.
Wow, imagine the hail damage.
And then, of course, it started... Well, it was only tiny, so I don't think it was too bad. It just...
When it gets to a metre.
Terribly inconvenient.
Yeah.
And then it's all melted and then the streets have just been washed.
Flooded.
And the really freaky thing about it is it's currently summer in Mexico.
Yeah.
So experiencing temps in the lead up to it for the last 5 days of like in the 30s.
And all of a sudden
and then
the
randomly, storm.
The
random,
world is ending.
Something's happening.
That's the world telling
rare,
us.
But like this kind of freakiness is possible, which makes you think if Mexico can cop that much hail in the middle of summer, anything could happen. Anything.
Yeah.
I could turn up tomorrow in piggy tails.
Yeah.
You can't rule it out, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I really hope that doesn't happen. You're going to have to be really good at something totally random to get in the Guinness World Record book these days. And that's exactly what this man has done. Now, he's broken over 100 Guinness records.
Wow, okay.
So he's doing this all to promote STEM education. And his latest break is for balancing a lawnmower, a running lawnmower, on his chin for 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Now, just picture this. Like, you've got the lawnmower.
Oh, I'm imagining it.
And you've got, obviously, the long handle bits that you hold on to.
Yeah.
He's got the handle
on his chin.
On his chin. He's got his head back, tilted his head back, got the lawnmower handle on his chin.
And it's
running, and the rest of it is in the air.
How many body parts do you reckon he's lost, like, when this has gone wrong?
I don't know. From this photo, he's still got all his limbs. So I'm not sure how that is promoting STEM education.
Well, this is the other thing I was trying to think, because that's science, technology, engineering, and maths. I suppose it's all about fulcrums.
The trajectory of the lawnmower.
That's why you have to study in school, kids.
There you go. Kids, one day you could balance a running lawnmower on your chin. Is that what we're saying?
That's what algebra is all about. I think you're fine.
A Las Vegas city council has unanimously approved a month-long trial allowing parking tickets to be paid by donating school supplies.
Wait, what? So you donate stuff to school and you don't have to pay your parking fine?
Well, no, in place of it, to the value, according to the memo, traffic offenders may satisfy their tickets by bringing new unwrapped school supplies of equal or greater value to their fine to the parking office.
That's a good idea. They should do that with all fines.
That's what I'm saying. Can we please do that? I reckon it's brilliant.
I would be more inclined to want to pay it.
Exactly right.
No, I'd be like, oh, you got me. I'll donate now.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Okay.
I'll donate and save the animals or something, you know?
Yeah. I pass it on because I saw it. We need more of this stuff.
That's
around.
A good idea.
No, great
you,
idea.
You can choose your own charity, maybe.
Maybe. There we
a
go.
List of charities. Donate this much to one of these and then we'll let you off.
Take this to council, please.
I like
somebody
it.
Suggested.
Not
bump, bump it. Bump it further up the
someone
line.
Else
well, we don't
do
have
it.
The authority to do this. So,
let's talk to Reese. Let's get the mayor back in here. Make him make it happen.
There you go. That is
Reese, if you're out there. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. Entertainment reporter Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Harry Styles is among the front runners to play Elvis Presley in a new biopic from Baz Luhrmann.
I can see that.
Yeah. He's got the look, that's for sure.
Got the hair too.
Yeah. The movie will focus on Presley's rise to fame and his relationship with manager Colonel Tom Parker, who will be played by Tom Hanks. The lead role is expected to be filled in the coming weeks. That'll be a ripper of a movie, I reckon.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, possibly Harry Styles. Massive movie coming out all soon, I assume.
Yeah.
Now, a sweatshirt belonging to the late Princess Diana is set to be auctioned off. The navy blue cotton polyester sweatshirt often worn by Princess Di was donated by her longtime personal trainer. The shirt was a gift to Diana from Virgin Airlines founder Richard Branson. RR Auctions believes the sweatshirt will pull in more than $7,000.
Oh, I reckon it'll pull in more than that.
That's what I thought.
This is the really weird thing about it. Like, it is a sweatshirt.
It's a cotton polyester sweatshirt.
You get a more humble piece of clothing.
You can go to Kmart and grab it. By the look of it, he's a very standard-looking sweatshirt. But hey,
Richard Branson gave it to Princess Di, and she wore it
all the time at the gym, apparently.
Yeah,
so
that'll be huge.
Yep. Now, Brendan Urie has unleashed on Scooter Braun over his Big Machine Records purchase in a curse-filled rant. The Panic at the Disco frontman let rip on a live video overnight over the selling of Taylor Swift's entire back catalogue of music without her consent to Scooter Braun, the man she says helped orchestrate her feud between Kim and Kanye in 2016. There's a lot of drama going on there, but this is what Brendan has to say.
Scooter Braun, like, what a piece of right? You guys know about this, dude? It just, like, broke my heart. I read Taylor's statement. I was like, that sounds about right, you know? Toxic dudes doing toxic bull in this toxic industry.
You know what I don't get? Is why it sounds like Marvin Gaye is playing in the background.
I don't know. It's very sultry, isn't it? Very confusing. I'm finishing off with some Bond 25 news.
Okay.
Now, this movie has been plagued with dramas ever since it started filming. Like,
yeah.
Daniel Craig broke his ankle. There was explosions on set. People, mm-hmm. like
unintended explosions.
Anyway, filming has resumed after his ankle has healed. But meanwhile, Grace Jones has reportedly quit the film after learning she only had a cameo-sized role. So Grace was expecting to play a much bigger role in the movie, and she got the script and just walked off. Of course, she was in the 1985 Bond flick, A View to Kill. So yet another trouble to the set of Bond 25 movie.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.